Perfect Match, written by D.B. Thorne and read by Joe Jameson. Robbie, thought Tiffany, walking along Hackney Road past shops that had once sold wholesale leather goods, but now hawked artisan coffee at prices just the wrong side of crazy, could go screw himself. She was going on a date. If the date went well, anything might happen. She was ruling nothing out. And if Robbie parked outside her flat one more night, she'd call the police. No, scratch that, she'd go one better and call her brother. And there was only one way that was going to end. The evening was warm, and every other car seemed to have its roof down, each one pumping out different music, samba, then rap, then something African, diversity filling the rich city air around her. Somewhere up ahead was Shoreditch and her date, a guy who was unknown beyond a brief message exchange, and a photo, which she'd admit hadn't exactly blown her away, but he had the right amount of eyes and noses, and she liked blondes, so that was a start. Anyway, pretty much anything beat Robbie White. As she walked, she knew people were looking at her, men mostly, but she didn't care. Hell, it was her job to have men look at her, so it wasn't like it was anything new. Fact was, she looked amazing, and the long walk in preposterous heels wouldn't do her calves any harm either. No, she felt good. As good as she'd felt for a long time. And if tonight wasn't a success, it wouldn't be for lack of trying.
Hey, darling, you want a ride?
A car slowed next to her, a Golf with some kind of exhaust upgrade on it that made it sound, well, ridiculous, she thought. Exactly the kind of thing Robbie went for. She'd bet this guy had a decal on the rear bumper. What was it Robbie had had until she'd made him take it off? Louder than your girlfriend last night. Sarah didn't begin to cover it.
No, she said. Thanks.
Where you going?
The driver asked, his urban patois betrayed by his skinny white face.
I've got a date,
she said, almost sang, and did a small pirouette on the pavement in celebration. The driver, barely more than a boy, tried to think of a comeback, but instead just laughed, said,
You have a good one, my darling,
and drove off with a throaty snarl of his ill-judged exhaust. Yes, thought Tiffany, tonight's going to be a good, good night.